This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. More homes are being evacuated north of Knoxon as a fire burning in the Kootenai National Forest spreads. Fire Information Officer John Head says evacuation orders were issued for between 30 and 40 homes yesterday. Approximately 14 homes were evacuated earlier, farther along Montana Highway 56. Head says warnings also have gone out to homes south of the evacuation area to the junction with U.S. Highway 200 and west along Highway 4, nearly 4 miles. Head says the wind and low humidity has made the fire more active, and there is concern that it could combine with other blazes burning nearby. A shelter has been set up in Knoxon. The Sheep Fire near Essex, meanwhile, has caused the closure of a 7-mile section of U.S. Highway 2 north of Essex and an adjacent section of the BNSF railroad tracks. Matt Jones, a spokesman for the railroad, says they've flown in 8 private contractor firefighters and brought in special equipment by rail.
We have water tank cars, air monitoring equipment, and the specialized fire response train that came in from Spokane that has 2 tender cars, a high-powered water canyon, and a car equipped with firefighting foam.
Jones says that equipment is ready to go, but hasn't been put into action yet. Well, as you may have just heard on the network, Australia and New Zealand are sending firefighters to help battle these wildfires burning in the western United States. The National Interagency Fire Center in Boise has announced the top fire managers representing various U.S. agencies requested about 70 fire managers and specialists from the two countries. Details are still being worked out, but the firefighters are expected to arrive in Boise on Sunday. After a one-day orientation to learn about current fire behavior, they'll be assigned 2 large fires. The last time the U.S. asked for help from Australia and New Zealand was in 2008. Drought and heat have, of course, combined to make this one of the most active fire seasons in the United States in recent years. Nearly 29,000 firefighters are battling some 100 large blazes across the West. In other news, Montana health officials are hearing from people in public meetings this week about the state's plan to expand Medicaid. State Medicaid Director Mary Dalton said after a meeting in Helena yesterday, she's confident the state will be able to offer health insurance to tens of thousands more low-income Montanans in time for the new year. Roughly 60 people attended yesterday's meeting and 70 went to a Billings meeting on Tuesday. 60 more participated online. AARP Montana President Joy Bruck was among a few people who echoed concerns from President Barack Obama's administration over cost-sharing aspects of the Republican-sponsored plan. Hospitals around the state have agreed to donate over $80,000 to Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies so the organization can continue an education program aimed at preventing shaken baby injuries and deaths after a state board decided not to renew its funding. The goal of the program is to educate parents and caregivers about an infant's crying, strategies to cope with the frustration, and the dangers of shaking a baby. Searchers have located a single-engine airplane that crashed in the Big Belt Mountains just northeast of Canyon Ferry Lake. The condition of the plane's occupants has not been released. Officials with the Department of Transportation's Aviation Division told the Independent Record that the plane was located in Avalanche Gulch, which is in Broadwater County. Ground crews hiked into the site. Montana is getting some more help with these fires burning in the northwest part of the state. Crystal Beckman with the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation says 2 more incident management teams are on their way to the state.
The incident management teams within the Northern Rockies region are all committed at this time to current fires. And so we have 2 out-of-state or out-of-region incident management teams that are coming to assist the northwest part of the state on fire assignment.
Incident management teams are made up of leaders from state, federal, and local agencies. Having 2 more teams means the state will be able to respond to 2 additional large wildfires or complexes as they occur. In other news, production at the Stillwater Mine near Nye was ground to a halt after the company announced it would be laying off more than 100 workers. The Billings Gazette reports CEO Mick McMullen said Wednesday that management had discussed its plan with employees to lay off 119 workers from the mine and Columbus smelter. He said production at the mine would resume Thursday. Stillwater is the nation's only platinum and palladium mine, and its primary competitors are based in South Africa and the Russian Federation. The mine has struggled with a 30% drop in metal prices, a $27.5 million loss in the second quarter, and $400 million in debt. Despite recent challenges, McMullen says new business opportunities and a good team will keep Stillwater ready to compete. In other news, the Montana Highway Patrol says drugs were found at the scene of a central Montana rollover crash that killed three teenagers and injured a fourth. Trooper Joe DeYoung told the Great Falls Tribune that speed was also a factor in the crash early Wednesday on U.S. Highway 87 between Windham and Moccasin. Judith Basin County Deputy Coroner Dick Brown said two 14-year-old girls from Roundup, Chrissy Osett and Cora Meckel, died at the scene, while 16-year-old Brandon Jordan of Billings died in the hours after the crash. Young says Jordan was driving. He says a 15-year-old boy from Geyser remains hospitalized as of yesterday with a severe back injury. His name has not been released. The patrol says the SUV went off the road, hit an approach, and rolled several times. All four occupants were ejected. Thanks for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien.